Good Friday morning. This is Mike Aleman, and welcome once again to the Poetry Moment. I'm closing the week with a poem of my own, which I would like to dedicate to all of the would-be and successful musicians out there who once had a garage band. My son's garage band never left the garage. One banged the drum while two strummed guitar and bass. My son wrote lyrics and sang while the strings thrummed and the drum went bang. Four friends, young boys not far removed from the age of toys, and not a mean bone among them. So they struggled with what to call themselves. Four sharp sticks, the grunge rabbits, creamy thighs, which I nixed. So they settled on buttermilk skies. Go figure, Hoagie Carmichael would be proud. Their watchword was loud and transitioned to louder still. And although none had ever had a date, their songs were filled with lost love and broken hearts. Quote, the day Lori left me, she really broke my heart. The drum bangs, the strings thrum, broke my heart, though I loved her from the start. End of quote. There were variations on the theme. Quote, I'm going to the river, gonna drown, cause Mr. Maitland's daughter turned me down. End of quote. The drum bangs, the strings thrum. And, quote, I'll hang myself from a high oak tree because, end of quote, you get the picture. They talked about cutting CDs, lining up gigs, finding good venues, and making it big. Fortunately, it didn't take long for them to recognize their success as mere mirage. So they left the microphone and speakers to collect dust in the corner of the garage and went in search of the real Lori, who did indeed break their hearts, even though they loved her from the start. This is Mike Aleman. That was My Son's Garage Band Never Left the Garage, a poem of my own. Thank you once again for listening to the Poetry Moment.